It's fucked.
Yeah, it is.
The Wire.
Last week, Chris Hipkins announced that the Labour Party is pledging to rule out any sort of capital gains tax or wealth tax if re-elected. Hipkins has stated that it's simply not the time for big changes to the tax system, given how much Kiwis are struggling with the cost of living. The pledge has received backlash in contrast starkly with policies of Te Pāti Māori and the Green Party, leaving a potential future coalition uncertain. I spoke to Child Poverty Action Group's Governor Alan Johnson about the policy and what the decision will mean for the wealth gap and child poverty in Aotearoa. I started by asking Alan if the Child Poverty Action Group considers a capital gains tax important in reducing child poverty. Is a capital gains or wealth tax the best possible step towards reducing child poverty?
We don't actually support a capital gains tax, but we think a wealth tax is one of the necessary steps to addressing and reducing child poverty here in Aotearoa. There are a number of other steps that also have to go with it, so it's not just the only way of doing so.
And so in terms of Labor's decision to rule out the possibility of introducing a capital gains tax, where does this leave child poverty as is?
We don't believe there's going to be any significant reductions in the child poverty rates with the current policy mix, which includes obviously the way government goes about collecting revenue through its tax system. But it's not solely that lack of progress isn't solely the result of Mr. Hipkins' decision not to proceed with a wealth tax or capital gains tax. There's a whole set of other things that contribute to that inertia, such as, for example, the unwillingness of government to address working for families and the whole income support program, such as, for example, the somewhat indifferent building of public rental housing that we believe should be increased by three or fourfold. So there's a number of reasons why we're not going to see any real dent in child poverty rates over the next 5 years.
You said before that the Child Poverty Action Group doesn't necessarily endorse a capital gains tax but still wants to see certain changes in terms of introducing wealth taxes or changes to the tax system. Could you elaborate a little bit more on this?
The problem with the capital gains tax is partly being able to measure when it should apply. There are problems around whether or not capital losses can then be used to offset other income. And in many respects, just because the value of someone's house goes up, it doesn't mean to say that they're in any better position to actually pay a tax on that increase in their nominal wealth. So we have some real problems with how a capital gains tax would work in practice. And in fact, we think there are better ways of taxing wealth which overcome those problems around the CGT, the capital gains tax. For us, the wealth tax should actually possibly be levied on land, but certainly be levied on some measure of wealth, and that it should be set at a rate which is not insignificant. We haven't come up with a rate, but we're talking about rates of 1-2% of a household or a person's wealth. We think there should be a threshold, probably of around at least $1 million per individual. There's a question of whether it should apply to the family home, or whether or not it applies to the family home but above a certain value. So there's a whole set of things that need to be talked about as a national community around how a wealth tax would work. But we just believe that Mr. Hipkins' resolution not to proceed with even thinking about it was a real disappointment.
So speaking on that a little more, Prime Minister Chris Hipkins has justified the decision by saying that it isn't the right time to make changes to the tax system because many Kiwis are struggling with the cost of living. What is your response to this?
That is just a distraction. People who are struggling with cost of living aren't the ones that are going to be impacted by a wealth tax. He indicated that because people are struggling, they couldn't possibly have to think about whether or not the tax system should change. But one of the things that might happen if the tax system is changed is that the people at the bottom end of the income and economic scales might actually get some tax relief. And I'm certain that's not going to disturb people who are currently struggling. The reference to people struggling was we believe, a distraction. And in reality, the changes that we're contemplating aren't going to happen in the next 6 months. They could take 2 to 5 years to happen. So his reference to what's happening today was just irrelevant.
What impact do you think Labor's decision will have on the upcoming election and a possible coalition with the Green Party and Te Pāti Māori, who have both been quite vocal about introducing wealth taxes?
It's clear that Mr. Hipkins bid to rule out any wealth taxes was simply a bid to try and shore up Labor Party support for in the middle class, in the middle sort of middle of politics ideologically, and he's looking to try and obviously ensure that there's not a drift of those people to National, and you know, that's his call. I actually think what it will do, though, is galvanise people on the left of the political spectrum, and particularly younger people, to actually move away from the Labor Party towards the Greens and Te Pāti Māori. I think it's fair to believe that this is really a generational question, that the baby boomers, who have done well out of the whole overheated housing market and the non-taxation of wealth and particularly property wealth, will be certainly pleased with both the National and the Labor Party stance on it, but younger generations, the millennials and Gen Y, etc., will have every reason to be aggrieved by this lack of progress.
And so looking forward, how do we go about closing the wealth gap and reducing child poverty potentially without a wealth tax?
We won't close the wealth gap without a wealth tax. It just won't happen. The reality is that the richest people in this country end up paying the last rate of tax if you take into account their capital as well as their sort of their other forms of income. So we won't be bridging the wealth gap anytime soon without a wealth tax. The question of child poverty, of course, is not as directly related to that, but we believe that child poverty is a consequence of inequality, that our inability or unwillingness to actually fund programs such as income support programs and housing programs, which will alleviate child poverty, is a consequence of the fact that we don't really want to tax the rich. There is a two-step process. One is we actually have to find more money to make those changes in terms of income support and housing. But secondly, we also need to think about tax changes that are actually going to start to address the inequality that's embedded into our society.
And finally, what other policies does the Child Poverty Action Group hope to see from parties coming up to the election?
Look, we've got three main asks. We believe that that parties should seriously consider doing a great deal more in terms of providing public rental housing through Kāinga Ora. We think that there should be a move to make early childhood education free across the board and not have all sorts of co-payment regimes, and that to do that there should be a shutdown of private education providers, early education providers, and a move to community-based ones. And we think thirdly that there should be some real attention given to food security for low-income families. The evidence and the experience of COVID showed just how vulnerable families were to access to decent, you know, nutritious food, and we think that should be a focus for any incoming government, because there is a real risk that our lowest income families will suffer, you know, deprivation in terms of access to decent, quality, affordable food. Just to ensure that, you know, that listeners sort of understand the impact that Mr. Hipkins' decision has had on the immediate outlook in the next, say, 5 years in New Zealand politics. And for us, that decision is what we would say is progress postponed, and that really they should think as they cast their votes as to whether or not that's a sort of stalemate or that standoff that's really adequate and acceptable, or whether or not they should be supporting parties that actually do want to see some significant change.
That was Child Poverty Action Group's convener Alan Johnson speaking to me about Labor's pledge to rule out a capital gains or wealth tax.